couple of years ago, for one of our extra credit challenges, we asked you to make music using birdsong. We're still interested in this idea, which made us suckers for the work of Ben Mirren. He is a suburban Boston bird watcher turned New York City beatboxer who decided to combine his two passions.
I started to incorporate birds into my beatbox routines because, as a mimic, I was able to imitate certain bird calls. The American bittern, the gadwall, which is like a, the common eider, which is a wonderful duck that makes a very human-like sound. It goes, and as I started to share my love of birds with beatboxers, they just ate it up. They loved it. I had a debut performance at the American Beatbox Festival in 2014 where I improvised an entire set of walking around the forest as a bird guide. Like, I'm walking through the forest to look for some birds. Birds, birds. There's one. There's two. It was totally off the cuff and people went nuts. Right now, I am making a video of me performing on my loop stations and pattern sequencers. I sift through thousands of different tracks that I have on my computer of each bird recording. A lot of them come from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and I've listened to enough of them to find some that are actually in a single key. So I heard two notes, and so I started to build those together. And then had a beat in mind. Until I start to hear a composition assembling in my head. The epiphany was when I came to the trumpeter's swans. I started to hear this new melodic line that would go over the entire beat. And it just brought it to life. It was... bum, 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 ba-da-bum. All those notes are bird sounds. When you're a beatboxer, you can walk around and just create music on the fly. And my craft is about using beatbox to build a bridge to the natural world.
That is Ben Mirren. Daniel Gross produced our story.